Mutual aid coming together. I'm Melissa Patrick. On Saturday at approximately 7:49 p.m., Apple Creek East Union Township Fire Department was dispatched to a reported fire alarm at Southwood Lumber, located on East Lincoln Way. While units were responding, dispatch received notification of additional alarm activations. Upon contact with the facility keyholder, it was reported that smoke was visible on the building's camera system. Simultaneously, multiple 911 callers began reporting visible smoke and flames from the structure. Based on this information, additional MABAS, or Mutual Aid Box Alarm System alarms, were requested early in the incident. First arriving units encountered a large commercial structure with significant smoke showing. Additional MABAS alarms were struck shortly after arrival due to rapidly deteriorating conditions. Crews were met with an almost immediate roof collapse, necessitating defensive fire operations. Over the course of several hours, firefighters utilized two aerial apparatus, numerous tankers, hand lines, power tools, and heavy equipment to contain and extinguish the fire, followed by extensive overhaul operations. This incident required a coordinated and substantiated effort from numerous agencies. Mutual aid partners provided aerial apparatus, engines, tankers, personnel, and station coverage throughout the duration of this event. Departments from multiple counties contributed critical resources that were essential to the successful management of this incident. Traffic control measures were established to ensure safe tanker shuttle operations and the safety of personnel operating on scene. Mutual aid assistance was provided by the following departments: South Central Fire District, Worcester Township Fire Department, Kidron Fire Department, Central Fire District, Mount Eaton Fire Department, Clinton Township Fire Department, New Pittsburgh Fire Department, Dalton Fire Department, Marshallville Fire Department, Chippewa Township Fire Department, Sterling Fire District, Canaan Township Fire Department, Town and Country Fire District, Brewster Fire Department, North Lawrence Fire Department, Wilmot Fire Department, Winesburg Fire Department, Prairie Township, Holmesville Fire Department, Richland Township, Glenmont Fire Department, Western Holmes Fire District, Worcester Fire Department, and Orville Fire Department. In total, 24 fire departments responded with more than 30 apparatus and over 75 personnel. Crews delivered in excess of 500,000 gallons of water during firefighting operations. Appreciation was also given to the following agencies and community partners for their support: the Wayne County Regional Training Facility, Wayne County Sheriff's Office, Ohio State Highway Patrol, Wayne County Engineer's Office, AEP, Northeast Ohio Gas, Orson Custom Farming, East Union Bulk Foods, Dairy Neuenschwander, and the many community members who provided refreshments and support throughout the incident. At this time, the cause of the fire remains unknown and is under investigation in coordination with the Ohio State Fire Marshal's Office. There were no reported firefighter or civilian injuries. Millersburg is on its way to helping with downtown traffic as they learn about how the new traffic light system is working. At the last Millersburg Village Council meeting, Scott Morse with Pathmaster returned to talk to council about the data they've collected since installing the system that they purchased 7 or 8 months ago.
When we put this in, we were shocked to learn the amount of volume you guys have going through town. Yeah. No clue that you guys would be seeing 35 to 40,000 vehicles a day going through your town. What we do is we're able to track all the vehicles as they come through each and every intersection. We're able to track how many trucks there are, how many bicyclists, how many cars, how many pedestrians. And that gives us a really good idea of what's happening in your city and what's happening at each and every intersection.
Morse says that they've been collecting data for the last 6 or 7 weeks, and the one piece they could add to the system that they have is the adaptive system, which could utilize all the data that they've collected.
It would take all the data that we're currently collecting, and it would give us some new timing plans. So what we have down here is these are the timing plans that we're currently running over here. Here's the Curex timing plans of which they think that you guys should run. That's all built off of an algorithm. We collect the historical data, and then we're also taking live data, and then they give us the timing plans of what they feel would help us to be able to move traffic much better throughout the city. But our goal would be to move traffic along your main route more effectively.
He would explain how the system would work.
We would come in here and we would give you guys new timing plans once a week. And then those timing plans would work 24/7. But when traffic got really bad, adaptive would kick in, and it would start making changes pretty much on every cycle to two cycle changes. So if we're seeing a tremendous amount of traffic on your intersection, your main route, we would start to take a little bit of time away from the side street, and we would give more time to the main line. And what that do is give us an ability to get more vehicles through.
Moore says that they've done over 100 adaptive systems in Ohio, and 75% of the intersections in Ohio are ones done by Pathmaster, and he says they're very good at what they do. He says that the most important thing is to get the main line through on green and work on the timing and how it can reduce wait time. He would share data and showed council how that could work. He would say that there would be a training period for the system, and he said they would need to decide how often they wanted to put optimization in, and his suggestion was every week.
We will set that up so it only changes a small amount, so that's why we usually do it for 6 or 8 weeks until we get to where we want it to be. And then we want to figure out, is it north, south, or east, west that you guys want to make a priority, and we will go ahead and weight that for that. And then how much do pedestrians count? So are you guys worried about pedestrians when they push that button? Do you want them to delay and wait, or do you guys want to get them an immediate green walk signal? And we can do that, but that's all weighted in our, when we build this thing. I was surprised you guys have about 300 people crossing that crosswalk on a daily basis, so it was surprising how many people actually go across there.
Morris was also asked about setting the lights for parades and events, so if they need all traffic stopped on all the roads or just one or two, and he says that the system can do that if there's random situations that cause traffic backups. Even if they have the adaptive system, they can adjust timing when needed to clear out traffic. He assured council that they have free support for life from them and that everything is stored in the cloud so they have access. He says that the adaptive system is the last piece to the puzzle for the system, and with that, it's all about setting the timing. Mayor Kelly Hoffey would let council know that if they wanted to get the adaptive system, the money was in the permissive funds that would cover the cost. Even if they didn't choose to get the adaptive system, Pathmaster can still help council look at timing plans. Councilman Ryan Hirschberger would motion to use permissive funds to purchase the adaptive system, and council would agree unanimously. The next meeting of the Millersburg Village Council will be tonight at 7 p.m. at Village Hall. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday and Saturday 4 accidents, 17 incidents, and this arrest. Brian David Morehouse of Glenmont, who's arrested and charged with domestic violence. The Millersburg Police Department reported for April 6th through the 12th, 2 accidents and 31 incidents. The deadline to file your taxes is this Wednesday. If you haven't gotten them done yet, just know time is running out. But don't worry, if you need extra time, you can still request an extension, which would push your deadline back to October 15th. But keep in mind, you'll still need to pay an estimated taxes owed and make IRA contributions by April 15th. National Dog Bite Prevention Week is underway. It's held every year during the second full week of April and focuses on keeping both people and pets safe. Experts say most dog bites are preventable, and this week is all about education, awareness, and responsible pet ownership. They're also reminding people, always ask before approaching a dog and pay attention to warning signs. Here in Ohio, there's a new law aimed at preventing serious dog attacks. Governor Mike DeWine has signed what's known as Avery's Law, strengthening penalties for owners of dangerous dogs. It also gives dog wardens more power to step in before something happens. The law is named after Avery Russell, who was seriously hurt in a dog attack in Reynoldsburg in June of 2024. An Ohio instrument manufacturer in the city of Eastlake is closing their doors. Conn Selmer, a company that makes band instruments, will shut down its manufacturing plant this summer. The plant will close on June 30th. Around 150 workers will be let go, including more than 100 union members. Conn Selmer says it's been dealing with years of financial losses and can't keep up with the lower cost overseas competition. Some production will move to Indiana, with the rest headed overseas. And finally, the Super Mario Galaxy movie is dominating the box office in its second weekend. Universal and Illumination's sequel added $69 million from 4,284 theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Its domestic total now stands at $308.1 million, with a global total of $629 million. The figures mark a 48% drop from its first weekend, which is modest for a blockbuster. The sequel cost $110 million to produce and is being considered a hit despite not matching the first film's initial success. Meanwhile, Universal's You, Me, and Tuscany debuted in fourth place with $8 million. The romantic comedy starring Halle Bailey and Reggie Jean Page is getting mixed reviews but positive audience feedback. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.